Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Joe Biden says he'd be willing to debate former President Donald Trump. Trump is his presumptive Republican opponent. The president made his comment while speaking to SiriusXM radio host Howard Stern. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
Debates have long been a feature of presidential campaigns, but it has not been clear what the candidates would do this year. Stern asked Biden directly.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Trump responded on his social media site, Truth Social, saying he's willing anywhere, anytime, any place, and suggested Biden meet him at the courthouse in New York City tonight to debate. Trump did not participate in any GOP primary debates this cycle. Earlier this month, a number of news outlets, including NPR, issued an open letter urging the campaigns to participate in debates. Asma Khalid, NPR News, the White House.
The president of Columbia University in New York is facing renewed pressure to resign after a campus oversight committee criticized her administration today for clamping down on a pro-Palestinian protest at the school. President Manoush Shafiq has faced an outcry from students and faculty after she called on the police to dismantle a tent encampment. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, is defending pro-Palestinian protests at campuses across the U.S. In an interview with NPR, Sanders pushed back against bipartisan concerns that the protests are inherently anti-Semitic. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
Republican leaders have criticized the protest, but a growing number of Democrats have as well. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman likened them on social media to the 2017 white nationalist marches in Charlottesville, Virginia. Speaking to NPR, Sanders pushed back against his fellow lawmaker, both self-described as progressives.
I strongly disagree with Senator Fetterman. The overwhelming majority of people who are protesting are sick and tired of funding a war machine for a right-wing extremist government in Israel right now.
Sanders says he is worried a growing divide between young voters and many Democratic office holders on this issue could hurt President Biden and the party in this fall's election. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
In Las Vegas, employees at a CVS Omnicare facility are the first in the country to unionize a national pharmacy chain location. The vote this week comes months after pharmacy workers around the country staged a walkout. Paul Boger of Nevada Public Radio reports.
According to the Pharmacy Guild, a part of the IAM Healthcare Union, nearly 90% of the pharmacists and technicians working at the Las Vegas facility voted in favor of joining the union. Employees at CVS Omnicare locations typically fill prescriptions for nursing homes and other healthcare facilities. Last month, the state of Ohio fined CVS Health $1.5 million over safety concerns in part caused by a lack of adequate staff. CVS Health officials released a statement expressing the respect for their employees' right to either unionize or refrain from doing so. For NPR News, I'm Paul Boger in Reno.
And this is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. OCI is the platform for database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/NPR.